This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, was in Michigan Saturday night as early voting began in the state's primary. Alex Perche was speaking with voters in Waterford Township.
The court case is on the minds of many here.
Overall, do you think it's a net positive?
I'm not sure. But I think overall, it hasn't hurt him.
Trump vowing to appeal after a New York judge found him liable for fraud and ordered him to pay more than $350 million in penalties.
Nikki Haley campaigned in South Carolina ahead of next weekend's Republican primary in her home state. President Biden said he spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and that he's confident Congress will approve more aid. Family of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said they've not been able to recover his body after he died Friday at a penal colony. And services resumed today at Lakewood Church in Houston, 1 week after a shooting. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Governor Evers is considering new legislative district maps that experts say are an improvement over the current gerrymandered maps. As Mike Moan reports, fair maps should lead to more functional and responsive state government.
This week, the Republican-led legislature approved the map submitted by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Yuseli Flores with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition says if these maps are fully implemented, they'll finally usher in a more balanced legislative body.
These maps would change Wisconsin's future for years to come, and it will definitely get rid of what happened in 2011. It'll dismantle that partisan gerrymander.
Following the 2010 census, Republicans were in charge of the redistricting process and have since maintained large majorities in the legislature. That's despite more competitive races for statewide elections. Evers has pledged to sign the maps. However, some of his fellow Democrats have misgivings about the GOP's approach, including language that says the maps wouldn't take effect until the general election in November, excluding any special or recall elections this year. And some policy analysts say Republicans still might hold a slight advantage even with the Evers maps. However, Flores says that doesn't mean there won't be any progress in establishing the change advocates want to see. She adds this could help bolster candidate recruitment in marginalized districts.
Folks that might not have millions of dollars in the bank that are running because they're tired of big money politics.
State election leaders have set a deadline of March 15th for the new maps to be in place. The hurry to update the boundaries comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court overturned the current legislative districts in a December ruling. The court would have to choose maps if an agreement isn't finalized in time. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A new film about Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. On Monday, a new highly anticipated documentary about the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo will be released.
People might say I'm one of the best players in the NBA right now, but I don't see it. I don't feel it. Because I'm scared of losing all this.
It's the story of how Charles and Veronica Antetokounmpo fled Nigeria to Greece to raise their four boys and the struggles they faced. Giannis's mother, Veronica.
We left Nigeria looking for a better life in Greece.
The dream of every father is to give your children a better education.
As an immigrant, you are nothing.
We've always been outsiders. We had to live in fear.
It's called Giannis, A Marvelous Journey. The film reveals how Giannis reacted to the news in 2017.
54-year-old Charles Antetokounmpo suffered a heart attack.
I said, I don't want to play no more.
Giannis, A Marvelous Journey debuts this week on Amazon Prime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies, highs near the 40-degree mark today, and a northwest breeze. Tonight, a few clouds roll in with lows dropping to the lower 20s. On Monday, though, you'll see definitely more clouds across the area. Highs will reach the mid-40s and a light south breeze. Currently 26 degrees.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Allbush Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest. With everything lacrosse is talking about. You're soaring with Eagle 1490.
This is the music of the stars. Good morning. I'm Lou Regani on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're across Wisconsin and indeed the whole world. CivicMedia.us. The middle of February. What are your thoughts when I say that? I'm thinking, yeah, the good thing about being in the middle of February is it's almost March. So what's the big deal about March? Well, we're 30 days closer to April, you see. Well, that's not very profound, is it? But it's Sunday, though. Longfellow said it's the golden clasp that binds together the volume of the week. I couldn't have said it better myself. Let's sit back and reflect on all the blessings we've gotten. Kind of relax, reflect, recharge, take a break. Thing. Well, except listen to the radio. Sunday's kind of a magic word anyway. There's a vague hint of promise in that word, I think. Life ought to be Sunday. A Sunday kind of, well, this is the music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars worldwide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lou Regani, and your thoughts about this special day. Francis Albert Sinatra offers.
Drowsy morning sunlight, gentle kisses for my love. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. awaken. I'll fix the eggs and bacon her way. While she just dozes, lately I've taken to bringing her a flower on her train. She's fond of roses. We'll talk away the morning, read the papers, misbehave, enjoying each other. The world is ours to play. We'll take a walk or stay. Long and lazy hours to have and hide away in. For one day, thank goodness, it's Sunday. It is Sunday. It's Sunday.
Story about Tony. It was a TV program back in the early 50s, the dawn of network television. People were buying sets like crazy. Well, there was a new program called Danger, and they had very little money to spend for an orchestra. Usually you had a trio at the very least, or a piano or an organ like old-time radio. They didn't really know how to evolve beyond that. Well, they had very little money, so they only had enough for one instrument. Guess who? Tony Mottola. He finally made a song out of it. Well, I'll get back to that later. The Music of the Stars. Marty Peach. Mel Torme. The Music of the Stars.
New York on Sunday. Big city. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap. If you've got troubles, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. You pause and in one of the stores there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles her greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week. take a short nautical break. They've got boats by the lake for hire. If there's a storm, you just make it on home and get cozy and warm by a fire. By Monday morning, you're both agreed it was fate. As day comes dawning, if you can't pick the spot or set the date. On Sunday, New York on Sunday, so make it Sunday in New York.
Oh, I found that danger theme here in my minuscule, is that the right pronunciation? Minuscule, thank you. Collection of songs. Tony Mottola actually recorded that song from 1952 as a standalone. Here he is. Song out of a few notes that he played for the TV early show, Danger. It's a Sunday, though. Back to the happy ha-ha. Well, it should be. It's Sunday. In the morning. This is the music of the stars. So many stars. Doris Day.
Some Sunday morning. Chiming and
Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dinah Shore.
Everybody going to
church twice on Sunday and once in the middle of the week. Those good old revivals when they hit their highs peak. How I love to go to church twice on Sunday. It makes me feel so good. I'd like
happened to the
church twice on Sunday and once in the middle of the week. Those good old revivals when they hit their highest peak. How I have to go to church twice on Sunday. It made me feel so good. I'd like to mend my ways and go back to the days of my childhood. I want to know I'm doing right. I want to raise my head, see the light. I want to clap my hands, sing a song. And if you think it's right, can't be wrong. I want to close my eyes,
say a prayer.
For everybody gather there. I want to shout,
hey!
Shout,
hey!
Happy, happy, happy today.
Shore, 1955. Corky Robbins wrote that for her.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning, sunbeams will still smile through. Good morning to you
and you and you and you. Good morning, we've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning.
Might be just as zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning!
Good morning!
jumping on the swing shift all night, turning out my quarter. All right, now I'm beat right down to the sod. Gotta catch myself some righteous nods. Oh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. The whiskers has a lot behind it, but I can't keep punching with the victory crew. When you're making me punch you with that bottle moo, I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out, bud, with that milk mirage, cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. Boy, you blast my wig with those clinks, and I got to catch my 40 winks. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Ooh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Ooh, milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Quiet!
That's Ella Mae Morris. Don Ray, Gene DePaul.
I know I shouldn't do it.
What?
It's bad for me.
What are you talking about?
But I've been doing it ever since.
Doing what?
When did I start?
You've been doing what since when?
Early teens.
Yeah, well, what
I
did
think
you
my mother started me on it.
Your mother?
And now it's probably. Well, I've been doing it all my life.
Well, what did you start to? Give me a hint.
Probably destroyed my brain.
What is this? What is this, some narcotic?
Probably is my insides are all rotted away.
What are you talking about?
After all, it's been every day, many times every day.
Well, it's been every day.
And sometimes at night, you know, even. I know they. They're trying to wean me with.
Oh, you poor
thing. Decaf.
With what? Decaf.
And I like that too, but.
What are you talking about?
It's the real stuff.
You're talking about.
The real stuff.
Coffee? Coffee?
I've got several pots boiling out there right now.
You're talking about coffee?
I don't even need cream and sugar anymore.
Coffee won't hurt you.
Just black.
It won't hurt you.
Black.
Are you crazy? Coffee will hurt you. Look what it's done for me.
What would I do without it?
I know. I love cream. I'll have a cup too. I'll have cream and sugar though in mine. Oh, thank you.
80 cups a day.
Oh, that's nothing. I have more than that.
80 or more.
More than 80. Much more than 80.
I'm not a poet, how well I know it. I've never been a raver. But when I speak of you, I rave a bit, it's true. I'm wild about you, I'm lost without you. You give my life its flavor. What sugar does for tea, that's what you do for me. You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity.
I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar, you're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you.
Fresh apple cake. The whole house smells of hot cinnamon and apples. It's Grandmother's recipe. I'm Mrs. Olson. I remember Grandma saying the right ingredients make such a difference in how food tastes. So when people say all coffees are alike, I say no, they're not.
It's my own way. You're the sailor of my love boat. You are the captain and crew. You will always be necessity. I'd be lost without you. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You will always be my necessity.
Music of the Stars. Have another cup. Go ahead, Quinn. I'm by.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Here is Dinah Shore.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful
lot of coffee in Brazil.
There's Dinah Shore.
You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota. And the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santos all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santos all say no,
no, no. So you'll add to the local color, drinking coffee with a crawler.
Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skin.
They've got an awful lot of coffee.
An awful lot of coffee.
An awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Drip coffee makers, the two bubbles. I like to watch them defy gravity when the coffee goes, well, up into the top. You know, it's, I think Corey made them. Music of the Stars, Boots Randolph.
I bought myself a percolator just to keep my coffee hot. I didn't have a percolator, I didn't have a coffee pot. My chicks are wanting me to date her, I should be ready but I'm not. I'll have to wait and date her later. I've got to heat my coffee pot. Keep a perkin' percolator. Come on and give it all you got. Keep a perkin' percolator. You got to keep my coffee hot.
Boots Randolph. I've never played a Boots Randolph song before that. Maybe I'll do it again sometime. But Bobby Darin. Richard West in the orchestra.
New York on Sunday.
big city taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday, life's a ball, let it fall in your lap. If you got trouble, just take them out for a walk. They'll burst like bubbles in the fun of a Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week comes true on Sunday in New York. Sunday in New York. You can spend time without spending a dime, watching people watch people pass. Later you're pausing in one of those stores, there's that face next to yours in the glass. Two hearts stop beating, you're both too breathless to speak. Love smiles a greeting, then the dream that has seen you through the week on Sunday in New York. Comes true on Sunday in New York.
Music of the Star. Catch that little joke at the end. Ella Fitzgerald, Nelson Riddle. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Alone, together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud. As great as love.
Arthur Schwartz. Nelson Riddle. They don't get any better, especially with Ella Fitzgerald there in the Emerald Spotlight. Let's see, Michael Crawford of Phantom of the Opera, live performance fame, made it onto the Johnny Carson show with a rare tune that you think might be a little downbeat, but, well, here, enjoy. This is the music of the stars.
Don't write a letter when you want to leave. Don't call me at 3 a.m. from a friend's apartment. I'd like to choose how I hear the news. Take me to a park that's covered with trees. Tell me on a Sunday, please. Let me down easy. No big song and dance. No long faces, no long looks. No deep conversation. I know the way we should spend.
short act song cycle. Hey, here's Mel Torme. If you know the history behind this, Gloomy Sunday. Oh yeah, a couple of you lit up already. Here it is. Rarely performed. Marty Paich. This song was banned on the airwaves 50 years ago. No, it's not dirty. It's just, I'll tell you about it.
Sunday is gloomy. My hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never awaken you, not where the black coach of sorrow has taken you. Sunday.
it's a bummer. I know. That's not why it was banned. It's one of those songs that has a life of its own. And the legends therewith. It's from Hungary. It's all about despair caused by war. And there's a prayer at the end about, well, a prayer. Al Kemp recorded that back in 36, first American recording. Paul Robeson. Billie Holiday. She tackled the hard ones. The controversial one. And here's that legend that too many people have, get this, committed suicide listening to that song. Don't you believe it? The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back after news and weather, and a tribute to Peggy King on her birthday. Right here. I'm Lou Regani. Thanks for being part of the music of the star.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.